I used to work with our high school football team quite a bit, and their practices were in full swing. And I was talking with one of the soon-to-be freshman football players, and he said, "Ron, it seems like just yesterday we were having our first practices back in the summer." And I talked to some seniors, and then they said, "Ron, weren't we just freshmen? How did we get here so fast?" Well, another friend's daughter was getting ready to make a decision about college, and he said, "It just seemed like yesterday that she needed my hand even to go anywhere outside the yard." You know this feeling? And then I heard a pastor not long ago who was soon to turn 60, and he said, "You know, when I was 16, 60 seemed like forever. Seemed like it was so far off. It was just yesterday I was 16 and saying that." I think we all know about this, huh? Billy Graham said when he was asked about the biggest surprise of his life, he said, "The brevity of it." I guess it's somewhere early in our teenage years that we realize that time is limited. Time seems to, like, hit the accelerator and it never looks back, never slows down. Months and years fly by like months used to fall off the calendars in those old movies. The speed of sound, the speed of light, have a companion called the speed of time. And when you realize the speed at which your life is racing by, you don't just watch it happen. You do something about it. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about no days to waste. It's been a theme with us this week. I think it's important, very much in my heart. It comes from our word for today from the Word of God, and it comments on the flyingness of time. It's in Psalm 90. It goes back to at least when the psalmist wrote and said in verse 10, "The length of our days is 70 years, 80 if we have the strength. They quickly pass, and we fly away." But in verse 12, a favorite of mine, he comes up with a flight plan for when time is flying. He says, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Ephesians 5:16 tells us to make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. It's kind of like the psalmist is saying, that life that seems so long is really so short. It's given to us in something called days. He said, our days are flying by. Teach us to number our days. Now, life seems to come sometimes at sort of this, you know, dull routine pace. The days just sort of slip by, and then the days become weeks, and weeks become months, and we don't know where they went. There's no plan. There's no thought. There's sort of this plodding cycle. But here's a call from Scripture to have no wasted days. Smart living makes each 24 hours matter. Older people wake up one day in their life and wish they could have their days back. And you may still have a lot of years ahead. Hey, capture them now. Awaken each morning with an awareness that this 24 hours is a gift. Not to be wasted, never to be lived again. You say, well, I got school or work or traffic or errands. That's not the wise way to live. There are people who need you. Opportunities to see God at work in your everyday. A chance to give love, a chance to receive love. And nowhere is time more precious than investing in your family. This is a building block, this day, that will either bring you closer to God and His will or farther from it. This is the day the Lord has made. Don't just dedicate your life to Him. Dedicate this 24 hours. When you fly a plane, you don't just cruise wherever you feel like. You file a flight plan of where you're going. As you face time flying by, file a flight plan for that day. Seize that day. Don't just let that day happen to you. Pray for it. Plan for it. Make it count. Well-used days may fly by just as fast, but they'll land you where you want to land.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.